walk of the enemy. Whether you don't bring it for a carbon, they're a protest. So the Mishnah says the following question, the Vlad and the Tmura has the same halacha. Vlad Shlomim u'tmura. Vlad Shlomim and it's Tmura. Vlad on, Aksoy kol ha'olam, harehi Shlomim. Doesn't matter how far you go, the children, the grandchildren, the great-grandchildren, Aksoy kol ha'olam, they all have Kiddush, harehi Shlomim. And they require everything that the mother required. She's tenufa, chazav b'shoik, all the halachas that the mother required, the blood requires as well. Says the Gemara, keep on the tani blood on. Once our Mishnah said, Eilu kachim shevladoseyem kiyoseyem. Why did it have to say blood on and blood is blood? Blood on, I say for oil and lump. What do Mishnah have to say? Says the Gemara, Tanadi don Shamayu Rabbi Lezer, to Omar Vlad Shlomim, Loyi Korei Shlomim. Our Tana heard Rabbi Lezer who said not, that a Vlad of a Shlomim you don't bring for a Shlomim. And therefore, Lafuke Rabbi Lezer, he said, Lomi, boy, the blood on the lump of Dina. Not only don't I agree with you that the Vlad is brought for a carbon, but even the Vlad's Vlad and the Vlad's Vlad's Vlad, everything is brought for a carbon. So last week we already asked that L'chore the Gemara didn't answer the question. The Gemara's question is, it should say, Vladim, and I already know. And once you tell me, what they say, and the Yitzhak Vayim, what does it have to say? I say it's Kolo'ela. So the Gemara says, well, Rabbi Lezer holds even the blood is not. Okay. How does that answer the question? Our Mishnah says blood, and I say Kolo'ela. We don't need that. Didn't have to say blood, and I say Kolo'ela. There is no answer. So again, very balabatish. You could say the Gemara just means, since it was a debated issue, since there was Hanoim or a Tana that felt that you don't do it, so he wanted to, the Tana wanted to underline, Tana Kamet wanted to underline the fact that no, it is Atzef Kolayim. But again, L'choy and Svara, it doesn't sound like the Bible really is answering the question, which is that there was no need to say Atzef Kolayim. Once he said Vlad and Vlad, and that's it. There's nothing more. I read the shame because I read the shame. Right? Doesn't matter how far it goes, it still has the same Allah. Okay. The Yisham says, how do we know? Tana Rabbanan, Tachar Rabbi, says, Avadol, he didn't want Tmura, saying, give away Hekish Kreda. Tmura doesn't grow from a carbon, has a weakness, Kreda. Vlad, she can do a Hekish, and he didn't say carbon. So Vlad, which grows from Hekish, surely, you bring as a carbon. In other words, Vlad Kutchen has an advantage that Kutchen does not have. Tmura, or for that matter, any Kutchen does not have Mila. The Vlad Kutchen has a Mila, that it comes from kachin. Tmura doesn't have that mila. Tmura is fresh. You went over to the hand that was cool. So this should be tmura. It doesn't have a history. It doesn't have a history with kachin. Mashenkin Vlad kachin has a history of kachin. Comes from kachin. So therefore it's better. So the question we had on this sugya also, which we need to get back to, is that l'chora, what kind of mila is that? If that would be a mila, if that would be a mila, then every behemoth kachin would be a shayla whether you bring for a carbon, because it doesn't come from kachin. It's obvious that that's not a svara to say that it has kedusha. So I brought down the sfasemis in our sugya, and the Brisker Rav and the Sefer HaGriz both take on the assumption that our Gemara is going after this kedusha. In other words, our Gemara is saying, listen, if there is Kedusha, then is a Kalachoyim you should be able to put it on the bed. The Gemara is going, in other words, first we have to swallow that the Vlad has Kedusha. And we have to swallow that Tmura has Kedusha. So once we know that there's Kedusha, now we have a Shaila, do you put it on the Mizbeach? Now we have a Kalachoyim. If Tmura, which doesn't stem from Kachin, goes on the Mizbeach, so surely Vlad Kotchim, which does stem, does go on the Mizbeach. But Avada, we know that the Vlad has Kedusha, otherwise they'd be nothing to talk about. So the tremendous question mark is how do we know the Vlad has Kedusha? The Gemara says, V'dinu, umat muru shen gidui ektish kreva of Vlad, shen gidui ektish and edu shen yikore. Where did the Gemara get that from? The Gemara says, "Avakad v'chayma." The Sfasemis and the Brisker Rav are both telling us that it's obvious. It's only after we know that the Vlad has kedusha that we can even begin to make such a kavu claim. Can't make a kavu claim that's not in the Gemara. So you're making the kavu claim after we know that the Vlad has kedusha. Now we say, "Oh, it zicha goes on the mizbeach." Because if Tmura, which has Kedusha, and it doesn't come from something Kurdish, goes on the Mizbeach, this surely does. Yeah, but where'd you get the home plate? How'd you get to step one? Step one is, how do you know the Vlad has Kedusha? Maybe it's a little cute chulin behemoth. Has nothing to do with Kutcher. How do you know that this little behemoth that's walking around has any kind of Kedusha? You can keep it as a pet. Will be able to hang as far as what? Only while it's in the womb. Now it's something new. By every Ubiyarachimah, it's only up until late. Now it's a new thing. So we have to know why the Gemara assumed that there's Kedusha. So we'll see, the Brisker Rav, the Sfasemis doesn't explain this point. The Brisker Rav, who goes with the same approach as the Sfasemis, throws out a logic. He says, Gedulim. Just like we find there's a concept of gedulei hekdesh, something that grows. If I makdesh a tree, the hekdesh, right? And the tree grows fruit. So the fruit gets kedusha. So similarly, by the behemoth, it's like what grew. It grew from hekdesh, and that's what gives it the kedusha. The problem is we'll see there's a sugya later on that seems to imply that we don't say gedulei hekdesh by kutchin is bad. By kosher mizbeach, by berakha bayis, we do. By kosher berakha bayis, if I give something as a monetary donation to the Beis HaMikdash, then what grows from it is an extension of it. But kedushas mizbeach doesn't work that way. So if kedushas mizbeach doesn't work that way, why would the Gemara assume logically that they have kedusha? But the Gemara says no. You could refute this. Mala Tamura Shekene Heges Bechala Kutcha. Tamura is knowing by everything. And Vlad is not knowing by all Kutcha. Obviously, it's only knowing by Kutcha where you have the Kavis, like a Shlomit. You're not going to find a Vlad of an oiler, as we'll see, because an oiler can't be brought from the Kavis. It says, Yishalmi, Tan Vlad, Shekene Bechala Kutcha. Any Kutcha. Fine. Nekeva or Rabbi says Tmura. Nekeva's marbet that the Tmura goes on the Mizbeach. Ain't the other Tmura as Tmimin. How do you know that a Tmura and Vlad of a Tmimin? How do you know if you have a Vlad of a Balmum or a Tmura of a Balmum? Minayin. Tamagoyma and Zochal or Rabbi's Vlad Balimumin. It's coming to include Balimumin. And Nekeva or Rabbi's Tmura is Balimumin. So even though its source is a Baal Mum, you still would put it on the Mizbeach. How do you know the Darsh and the words in Zohar going on the Vlad and in the Keva going on the Tmura? Says the more Mistava Mimokam Shinisrabsa Tmuras Tmimim Nisrabsa Tmuras Baal Mum. Mistama, the same Pasuk that's talking about the Tmura, is also talking about Tamura's Balmum. The Gemara says, so how do you know it's talking about Tamura at all? Omali Mika Minalach Leipuch and Zohar and the Kavah. I'm not talking about this specifically, I'm talking about the whole Pasuk. I'm not Kuli Kroka Amina. How do you know that the Pasuk of Zohar is talking about Vlad and the Pasuk over there of the Kavah is talking about Tamura? Zohar the rabbis is a tmur and a cable rabbis is a vlad. Omar Vlad is a Lashon Zohar. Vlad is a Lashon Zohar. And therefore, Tmura is a Lashon Akeva. Won't make sense to put the Lashon Zohar by the Lashon Akeva. Lan is a Lashon Zohar, Mashma, Tmura is a Lashon Akeva. Okay. L'mai Hilchasa. Says the Gemara, what is the halacha? When we say that the Vlad of a Baal Mum, so now we said that our Mishnah said that Vlad of an animal is brought for a carbon, he writes to the hand, and everything, Tanufa, Chazar B'Shaik, everything. The Gemara says, what about a Baal Mum's Vlad? Does it mean that Mamish has a full blown Kedusha? Well, it just means it gets whatever Kedusha the mother had, the Vlad gets. The Gemara says, L'mai Hilchasa. On my Shmuel Likarev. So Shmuel came and he said that it's common to tell us that you could bring it for a carbon. Tremendous Kiddush. Even though the mother is not only for a carbon, the Vlad is brought for a carbon. So the Vlad is better than the mother. Well, the Vlad is getting the Kedusha from the mother. It's like you have a mamza. Why is a mamza born? Because you have a bigger sister. Right? Now, if the mamzer lives with another mamzer, it's not a beer sister. The vlad is still a mamzer. Now, there's no beer sister. Yeah. Your heritage is mamzerus. What could you do? Correct? So here there's a heritage of mum. That's the shayla. But because of the physical thing, it impairs the kedush. So now the mother only has grade 2 kedush. The Vlad is going to have great air conditioning. It's a chiddush. Says the Gemara, I'll leave it to Rebbe Lezer, Gemara, the Tema, Kikoma, Rebbe Lezer. This is going like Rebbe Lezer. Because Rebbe Lezer was machadish, that you can have a Vlad that has more kedushin than the mother. That's like a Vlad Oila. According to the Chachamim, if somebody's machadish and Oila is Nekeva, right, the Vlad does not have kedushin. Kedush is Oila. You let it get a moon, and then you can use the money for an Oila, but the Vlad itself can't be better than the mother. The mother couldn't be brought for an oila. The Vlad can't be brought for an oila. The Gemara clearly saying over here that if you hold that way, then there's no way that a Vlad Baal Mum could be brought for a carbon. The only way we could possibly even think that the Vlad could have Kedusha over the mother is only if we hold like a Beleza by a Vlad oila. Then we can also hold over here that way. The Gemara says, "Ba'alibin Rebbe Lezer." So the Gemara basically now struggles. So what's the chiddush? Shmuel is coming to tell us the chiddush. Shmuel saying you should know that when the Braisa taught us that not only is a Vlad Tam go on the Mizbeach, but even a Vlad Baal Mum goes on the Mizbeach. So Shmuel says it even goes on the bear. So the Gemara says, well, who's that going like? It's going like a Belezer. Because he holds that even if you have a Vlad of something that can't go on the Mizbeach, but if as long as the Vlad, like Shmuel Ber said, as long as the Vlad doesn't have that ailment, it goes on the Mizbeach. So then Haim Rebbe Lezer. Then what did Shmuel say over Rebbe Lezer? Now the Tamer says to Gemara, okay, so this is really where we stop, and we were struggling very much last week to try to get any kind of handle on what the Shaka Bakari here in the Gemara is. The Gemara seems to be very simple until we get into the Mishnah. We have Rashi, we have Tosfos, and we have the Rambam. The Gemara simply seems to be saying that there's a Vlad Kutchin. Vlad Kutchin, there are two ways to view Vlad Kutchin. One is that Vlad Kutchin is not limited to its ancestry. It's not limited to where it comes from. It can have a Kedusha over its mother. That's the sheet of Rebbe Lezer. And that's consistent in Gan Shas. And Rebbe Lezer holds that the Vlad is not labeled. Right? It's not stigmatized by the ailments of its mother. And therefore, just like the Vlad, which is a Zohar, we don't walk around and say, well, you're a Vlad Nekeva, you can't go on the Mizbeach. We say, listen, you're a Zohar. Your mother doesn't have what you have. You're right to go on the Mizbeach. Same thing, if we have a Vlad that doesn't have a Mum, So we say, we don't care where you came from. Your mother has a moon, but you don't have a moon. You go under this bed. Simple. That's a simple way to learn. The problem is, and the Gemara really says that that's really the din of Rebbe Elazar. The only thing is, there's a slight discrepancy that the case of Rebbe Elazar is a little better than Rambam. Because the case of Rebbe Elazar is a case where the mother has a shame oil. Why has a shame oil? You have a machlokes to shame. Seemingly, machlokes to shame. Rashi seems to learn the reason why the mother has a shame oil, even though clearly Zocha can't be an oil. The reason why the mother has a shame oil is because by birds you can have a carbon oil, which Tosfos struggles with Rashi. Rashi seems to say that that's possible conceptually, that there should be a Kedushas Nekeva by a bird, so therefore by a behemoth we also look at it like an oil, a Rashi view. And Tosfos learns, no, that actually every Nekeva has Kedushas Haguf of an oil, just you can't bring it on the Mizbeach. It's almost like a Mechisa. The animal has Kedushas, can't bring it on the Mizbeach. So therefore, the Vlad really Yashin is the Kedusha of the mother, and now you could put it on the Mizbeach. That's how Tosfos understands it. But either way, however you learn, whether you learn like Rashi, you learn like Tosfos, clearly the Gemara is saying that an oila is better, an oila is capable of better than a balmum is worse. It would be possible, conceptually, to accept the shita of Rebbe Elazar by oila and not to accept it by balmum. That's clear. The Gemara is saying that if you accept Rebbe Elazar's shita by an oila, then there's room for debate and possibly a conclusionary fact that you can bring the block over. So we had a major problem forgetting to try to understand Rashi and Tosfos, what they're arguing about. We had a major problem to understand the Rambam. Because the Rambam basically ignores our whole Gemara. The Rambam comes and the Rambam says, a vlad of a carbon is brought, whether it's a tam, whether it's a balmum, you bring the vlad to the carbon. And that's the Rambam we had in Ilchus Yisur and Mizbeach. Vlad balasmum, this actually is in Ilchus Gemura. Vlad balasmum, arehi kevlad hatmima l'choldova v'yikoreh karoyah. So the Rambam says clearly that the vlad of a balmum is the same like a regular korban. That's the Rambam over here in Ilchus Gemura. And the Rambam postulates, like Rebbe Elazar, legabi of vlad, not like Rebbe Elazar, like the Chachamim legabi of vlad shlomi. So this is a kasha already that the Achronim asked, everybody asked us on the Rambam. Actually, the Lechem Mishnah here on the spot is also on it. The kosher Tuva, he says, I don't understand. He says, I'll leave you to Rebbe Elazar, Mash Mama Yeses Sugir, says the Lechem Mishnah. The Lekuliyama, everybody would say, the Rabbanan, the Pliyale, the Rebbe Elazar, everybody would say that you can't bring it. Mash Mama Yesh Yisuri, Kuyala Bala Beleza. Everybody would agree, Uba be made by Las Mumen will definitely not be brought for a car. So what's going on? He says in the Rambam himself, Paschi, clearly, like the Rabbon. So the Rambam says if you have an oila, Nekeva, and it gives birth to a zohar, you don't put it on the Mizbeach. And our Gemara says that then surely a vlad balmum doesn't go on the Mizbeach. So it's very difficult to understand. All right. Yes, incredible. Cosmic Heart, this is a clear cause. You mean Shema Gita on the Adar Magar? No, that's not the English one. That's one of the reasons why we do Re'ir instead of Pidgin. So the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Tov Memalek comes with an idea which seems to be simple, but as we explain, it's really a clear. Minchas Chinuch wants to say an idea, a very simple idea, because really the truth is that if you look up the Sugya in Bechoris, which I assume everybody did, on Daf Tesvav, over there the Gemara Taka seems to be going with a different approach. The Gemara seems to be saying that the Vlad does have Kedusha. And the Rabbi Zalman Meltzer in the essay for Evan Ozel also goes with that approach, like very similar to the Minchas Chinuch. The Gemara here in Bechoris, on Daf Tesvav, yeah, our Gemara says that the only reason why you would bring a Vlad Bamum on the Mizbeach is if you hold like over Lezer that says that a Vlad Oilo is brought on the Mizbeach. And the Rambam knows that a Vlad Oilo is not brought on the Mizbeach, Meikar Adin, not just Asa Drabana. So how could the Rambam then hold that over here you bring it? And he says it's a carbon which holds over. So here it says like this. See, here the Gemara brings down the din of Bali Mumim. The Gemara says, Ve'en li'el Vlad Tamimim, Utmuris Tamimim, Vlad Bali Mumim. How do you know Vlad Balmum also? The Gemara says, In Zochel, the Rabbi's Vlad Balmum. Believe you, that's it. Now, it gets Kedusha, like that's the Shailah, it gets Kedusha's Hagur. Toysin says that it gets Kedusha's Hagur. When you go to an occasion, you make it into an oil, it gets Kedusha's Hagur, because he came from the carbon. But the Rambam can't argue with the Gemara. The Gemara by us says clearly that if you hold not like Rabbi Elazar, then definitely the Vlad Balmum can't be brought for a carbon. That's black and white. Anyway, so this is what the Gemara says. So here the Gemara seems to say clearly, in Bechiris, the Gemara doesn't base it on a Machloikis or Velezer and the Chacham. So Rabbi Zalman Meltzer wants to say, actually, the Rambam is going like this Sugya in Bechiris. And the Minchas Chinuch adds a twist. The Minchas Chinuch says like this. He says, it all depends when the Mum happened. If the Mum happened, before the animal impregnated the Vlad. So then the Vlad suffers from the stigma of the mother. Because the mother got a mum, became a Kedusha Dechuya, the mother wasn't able to be brought, right? Now the Vlad became conceived, so now that Vlad can't be better than the Kedusha it's coming from. Mashenke, if the Vlad was came into the world before the mother got a mum, then it doesn't bother us, the fact that the mother got a mum. Who cares? Because the Vlad already got Kedusha. It's history. Just like if the Vlad was born and the mother got a mum, nobody would think to penalize the Vlad because the mother got a mum. So here's the same thing. Once the Vlad got its initial Kedusha, it's done. That's the Minchas Chinuch. That's his approach. Rabbi Zalman Meltzer basically says, the Sugya in Bechiris is talking about that case. And the Sugya in Torah is talking about the case of the animal that moved first. So the Sugya in Bechiris doesn't make any waves. Rabbi Lezer, Chachamim, because there it's Pashit. The animal got conceived before the mother got a mum. It already got Kedusha Shagur. Now the mother got a mum. Who cares? The Sugya in Torah by us is talking about where the mother first got a mum. So So now the flood is stigmatized. The only way that flood can make it out of this bayah is if you have a liberal application process, right? If it's a yeshiva that has the doors wide open, you let everybody in. So even though your mother was a balas mom, we let you in anyway. That's Rebbe Elazar shita. If you have a lezer, also a flat oleva, can also be brought out of this bayah. No, so Rebbe Elazar holds that a flat balmum can also be brought out of this bayah. That's the mahalach that the milchus sinah. Yes. So a simple doesn't always work. That's it's definitely a simple mahalach. It definitely will answer the sugyas and clearly answers the rabbah. That would be the mahalach. Problem we had with this was, I make problems that the Rambam doesn't say. Such a critical point the Rambam forgot to mention. In the whole Sefer of the Rambam doesn't tell us once, by the way, if you have a vlad of a balmum that you got a mum first, then you're gahak the tzoras. The Rambam forgot to tell that to me. That's unacceptable. To tell me that some achronim want to say, well, it's pashut. It's pashut. The Gemara brings the whole shayla. It's not pashut. It's a shakel of attire in the Gemara and Tamura. It's a pashut. It's not pashut. Why did the Rambam bring it? So that's number one. Number two, the way the Minchas Chinuch is explaining it in such a simple way, it's not really a Vlad Balmum. Why does the Rambam say Vlad Balasmum Arehi Kevlad Hatmima? It's not a Vlad Balmum. The whole idea of the Minchas Chinuch is that since the mother didn't get a mum until after the baby was already conceived, so it's not really a Vlad Balasmum. Just like if the baby was born already and the mother got a mum, you're not going to say it's a Vlad Balmum. Same thing over here. So really, this is a major problem. Really a major problem.
Well, it's not the question. It's still the mother's stomach. You can argue, you know.
But in longest, that's the whole point of the Minchas Chinuch, is that in longest, it's equal. In longest, it's equal to something which already got a mum. That's his point. The point of the Minchas Chinuch is that since the baby was conceived before the mother got a mum, it's equivalent to the baby being born. So it's not really the reason why you bring it. It's not because it's a Vlad Balmum, because it's really not a Vlad Balmum. But that's not what the Rambam says. He says Vlad Balasmum. Vlad Balasmum has the mile of Kiflat HaTamima. So this is that's another issue, that the Rambam seems to be very clear that we're talking about an animal that has an ailment. But that ailment doesn't stop it from being brought on the Mizbeach. According to the Minchas Chinuch, the animal has no ailment. Everything is beseder. Everything is partial. So therefore, I felt, I mean, clearly we see that there seems to be a machlokes asurim. Seems to be. Clearly seems to be that the Rambam is going like the Gemara Mechayim. But I would like to get our teeth into something more solid as to what the difference in the sugyas is. Just to tell me there's a difference in the tzias. That should be spelled out. If the sugya in Bukhari is talking about one mitzvah, and the sugya in Tamura is talking about another mitzvah, that's something that should be spelled out in the Gemara, and it should be spelled out in the Rambam. It shouldn't just be nevius, that we got to figure it out. So that seems to be very difficult. There's a fascinating Rabbi Nachum Zemba in the Sefer Zer Avraham. He has a chakira. His chakira is where the Vlad gets the Kedusha. Every Vlad touches him. How does it get its Kedusha? And really, I think that's the question of our sugya. How does the Vlad get Kedusha? And I think if we understand that, we can understand Rashi, we can understand Tosis, potentially we can understand the Rambam. We can understand the whole flow of the Gemara. The Shaila is where the Vlad gets the Kedusha. So the... In the Sefer Zer Avraham, he brings down this chakira. He says, I want to know, does the Vlad actually get Kedusha the cold blood is clutching. All blood is clutching. Anytime you have clutching, gets a mum, gets as a child. Is Kedusha Shalom Nikrayas Iman? Ha'ima Iman Shaha, Ein Makfesas Kedusha Lavlad. The mother gives Kedusha to the Vlad. It's like a current that runs from the mother to the Vlad. The mother gives the Kedusha to the Vlad. That is that the explanation. The Havia Ein, the mother, is Begeder Makdish as Havlad. The mother is the Makdish, not you. Not your original Kedusha that you gave the mother is still here. And now it expands onto the Vlad, which would be the other way to understand. The other way to understand is like this. When you're makdish an animal, and the animal, the Kedusha's chal on the mother, so your Hareza Oila or Hareza Shlomim is still in the world. And it still potentially can adapt onto something else. Now I'm saying, in other words, I spoke about this in great detail in Hilchos Brachos. It's a very difficult Ramah. And I use this Ramah as a springboard for many dinim and shas. The Ramah says that if a person makes hamoitzi lechem in the oritz, right? So we know the halach is if you speak, you need a new bracha. Hamoitzi lechem in the oritz, and you say, how's the weather? You need a new bracha. What happens if you have a balabayus, he's making a bracha, he makes hamoitzi lechem in the oritz, and the family speaks after he ate, before they ate. So the Mavar ate, he ate it quickly, and then the people started talking.
They don't have to make a bracha.
Very good. There are more pastors, they don't have to make a bracha. Not everybody agrees with the Ramah, but that's how the Ramah passed. So the Taz and the Shul, many, many Achronim ask, how could you not need another bracha? You're being Yaisim Shemei Achronim. How could you be better than if you made the bracha yourself? If you made the bracha yourself and you spoke before you ate, you have to make a new bracha. Now you've been Yaitse Shemei Koine. How could you be better than if you made the bracha yourself? It's a great kasha. That's the kasha they ask on the Ramah. So there's many, many ways to dray out of this Ramah. I gave a very, I think, a simplistic answer to the Ramah. Very simple. With a different question. Why is it that when you make Amotzi Lechem and Oretz, right? And you eat. And then you start speaking. Why is that not a hesek? Why can I keep on eating it? I eat, and then I speak. And then I want to eat more. No problem. There you have to go and change your location to require another bracha. Why? If I want to use the bracha, I make a shakami before I take a drink. And then I speak. Why don't I need another bracha? The bottom line is you still have the speaking between the bracha and the eating. That's an elementary question. We see that there's a big difference. That when you make a bracha and you speak, the bracha's gone. If you make a bracha and you eat, then you need to totally uproot the bracha. You have to go to a new place to make the bracha. What's the answer? So the answer is very good. The answer is that we find in Kiyonah. In Kiyonah. If I pick something up, right? And I say, here's this MP3, which, by the way, this is also, it has a screen, it's also. If you pick up if you pick it up, and I have das to be koinin in 30 days, it doesn't work. Why doesn't it work? Because when you pick it up, the kinyan dissipates. It's called kolsa. The kinyan is gone. The kinyan has to activate. A kinyan is a naked act. It has no. It's lifeless. A kinyan without a chalois is dead. It just dies. The kinyan's lifeline is activation. You make a kinyan, you want that kinyan to have a heartbeat. You need activation. If the kinyan doesn't activate, it dies. Doesn't exist. So therefore, if I make a kinyan, I pick it up and I say, you know what, I don't want to be kinyan today. Kinyan 30 days, no good. But if I say, I'll pick this up today, I want the kinyan to begin today and progress. To go for 30 days, by 30 days I should own it completely. That's okay. Why? Because once the kinyan activated, it's here. It's alive. A bracha is lifeless unless it's hal on something. If you make a hefsek in the bracha dies. It's gone. Gone in the wind. There's nothing here. If you make a bracha and you eat, the bracha activated. Once the bracha activated, the bracha's here. It's available. Once the bracha's here, Now you could use it, and you could use it. The other guy could use it. That's what the Rambam means. Once the Mevorach who made the bracha ate, that bracha is alive. It's a healthy bracha that's walking around with the living. Anybody could be yotze with that bracha. That doesn't make the Rambam. And again, we find this concept throughout many, many places. But that's the idea. The idea is, and then you can even apply it sometimes in a greater level. You make an early Shabbos, right? If you make an early Shabbos, you can make Kiddush. So you come to shul, you daven 6 o'clock. You daven, you come home, you make Kiddush. Many Rishonim hold 6:30 Friday afternoon is not Shabbos Midrash. It's only Midrabon. You get up, you make Kiddush. And then what? Friday night comes, you chayv in Kiddush Midrash. Where's your Kiddush? Where's your Kiddush? So the Mordechai says it's okay. Since the Kiddush worked for the Rabbanan, later it could work for the Deraisa. What does that mean? Once the Kiddush activated something, it's here. Now it can be equally applied later on when you have the Deraisa, because it's alive. So therefore, the same Shaila by Vlodas Kutcher. One way to understand is, I'm a Kaddish the mother. That's the end. My Hareza Oila ended. My Hareza Shlomim ended. Now this behemoth has Kedusha. Now it's Rebbish. It's HaRebbe. No, if it has a baby, it's HaRebbe Sheinikum. So now it has Kedusha because it comes from the behemoth that has Kedusha. It has nothing to do with my Makdish. It's not that my Makdish act. The other way of looking is no. A Makdish, the mother. That gives it a level of Kedusha. Now that Kedusha, once the mother has Kedusha, that Kedusha is now capsulized. It's here. Now when the Vlad is born, the Vlad has its own Kedusha. From my original Hareza Oila never died. It activated. And now it could be further applied on the next door. Atsoif Kol Oilam. You must be a Rebbe Sheinichel. Okay. Rebbish means that I have a mother that has Kedusha. Right? Not the Gavra. The Gavra's out of... I walk over, I say, I raise your oil, it's an oil. Now I walk away. I'm gone. Now this has Kedusha. Now, because I created Kedusha, now this thing has Kedusha. Now that this thing has Kedusha, if it has a Vlad, the Kedusha that it gets is because it's the son of this, was created by this. Not because I said I raised the oila, and now the I raised the oila is also going on the flag. No. The animal self is good. The other way is, it's my original amira of I raised the oila, which stays, and now when the flag is born, it's applied to the flag. And there's a tremendous difference. I'll tell you what the difference is, just so you understand. You come into a room with 100 behemoths. Right? 99% of them are Bali Mumi. One is not. And I say, Hare Kulchem Oilois. Okay? So then, it's a double portion. That 99 of them don't have Kedushas Haguf, and one lucky one has Kedushas Oilois. Why? Because there's a separate Hareza Oilois. Nobody's going to say, well, because my Hareza Oilois are 99, didn't make Kedusha's Haguf, it's not going to work for this one, why shouldn't it? I made a good Hareza Oila. There was nothing missing in my Hareza Oila. What was missing is the animals. That one lucky guy in the corner, who's a Tomim, he goes for an Oila. The same thing. If the Kedusha the Vlad is getting it from the mother, so if the mother is a Balas Mum, and is not Roy for the Mizbeach, the Vlad has the same ailment. The Vlad is limping just like the mother. Because he got his Kedusha from the mother. But if the Vlad is getting the Kedusha from my Areza, that the Torah said that my Areza that I made on the mother reinvigorates on the Vlad, as long as the Vlad doesn't have that chasorin, the Vlad is gizun. The Vlad could go by it.
The Vlad wasn't around when you made that oil. It's mechanical.
That was the whole reason why I gave the Hakdom with the brother.
Without
a puzzle, without
will be born again. The child born is terrified. He isn't terrified of the diaries of oil that he made out of mother. The father is definitely not going to do this with the shit anyway. There's no shit anyway by the hand. The father's making do shit for sure. You may not raise a leg. You've been here all along, you're still getting to that raise a leg. The Shiloh says, you are raise a leg to stay. And the Torah says that if you mock this your mother, automatically your heart raise a leg is still here. And it's further mock this your body. Because the original raise a leg. Or no, the mother keeps doing this for what?
Like the Rebbe Nachum says over there, like Rebbe Nachum Zemba says, it's mikoyach ha'ein. He says, the kedusha savlad bo mikoyach ha'ein shehi the mother, not me. He hamatfeses kedusha alavlad. The mother gives kedusha to the vlad. Oy the kedusha savlad mikoyach ha'ein has its own kedusha. It's independent kedusha. It's true. If it wouldn't be a Vlad Kodshin, we wouldn't apply the Kedusha like you gave to the mother onto the Vlad. The Torah only applies that to the Vlad, but the Torah, the mice over here, the Torah said it does go onto the Vlad. That's the Shaila. And really, that's the root. Really, that's the root of the Ganser Shaila of whether the Vlad could have more Kedusha than the mother. If the mother is the Makdish of the Vlad, then the Vlad can have more Kedusha than the mother. If the mother is not the Makdish of the Vlad, then the Vlad could have more Kedusha. Right away, before we even look at the Rambam and this, that, right away, the sugya becomes clear as far as what Rashi wanted, the Shvera Rashi we had. We had a Rashi that fell down from, we didn't know the chat in Rashi. Rashi said that if I go over to an animal and I say, on an akeva, hareze oilo, then the Vlad, there's more logic to say that the Vlad should become an oiler, because if the mother would have been a bird, you could have had a Kedusha oiler. That's a Medrash Plia. That's a Medrash Plia. What do you mean? If the mother was a... The mother is not a bird. The mother's a Gleisa cow. Mother has no shaykhus to a bird. What's going on? But Rashi seems to say, since there's a din that by a bird, if it will be in a cave, you bring it out of the carbon. The Teretz is very simple, Rabbi say. You could analyze, if you have the first second, you could analyze. When you say, I raise the oil, I said for a number of us, you go into a room, and there are 100 oils, 100 animals, and on these 100 animals, I say, I raise the oil. If one of them is good, it becomes an oil. If 99 are barley women, they don't become an oil. Right? But you could analyze that even though I made an analogy, I said, and therefore, if you said, I raised the oil, you take the oil and put it onto the vlog, it should work. You could analyze it as if I'm able to. When you go to a room and bebas achas at one time, you say, I raised the oil. So now, it won't become an oil. The oil is dissipated equally in the room. The one that's more than the oil becomes an oil. Okay? But if I go over to an animal that's a baal mum, and I say I raise the oil, you could say, and the other animal's not here yet, you could say the hareze oil has a flaw. Because it's a hareze of a baal mum. Just like we find, let's say, if I'm chayiv midrabbanan in the mitzvah, and you're chayiv deraisa in the mitzvah, I can't be moitzi. Because my bracha is only a drabbanan bracha. Right? So when I say you should all be oilers, and there are 99 bali mumim and one tam, good, beautiful. The one tam is healthy. The hareza oiler was healthy. Mazel tov. But if I said hareza oiler on a bali mum, and that's the only thing that was here, now we captured it. We captured the hareza oiler, and now we want to apply it onto the vlad. But what we captured was a hareza oil of the Balmum. So maybe there's something lacking in the hareza oil. And maybe that doesn't help us to put it onto the vlad. And that's what the Gemara means according to Rashi. Rebbe Lezer obviously holds that's not a problem. But med for Mamun, the Rebbe Lezer holds it's not a problem. If the hareza oil of the Kedah is not different than hareza oil of the Zohar, because if this was a bird, you'd say I raise the oil and it would be how? There's nothing about I raise the oil over the cave So therefore, once you capture the Harezer Oilo, says the Gemara, Rebbe Lezer then says, you know what? You could use the Harezer Oilo in the Keva on a Zohar. You know why? Because there is such a thing as Harezer Oilo in the Keva. So there's nothing flawed in the Harezer Oilo that was said on the Keva. The Amir is not a Balmum. The words weren't a Balmum. Because the words of Harezer Oilo work on the Keva as well. And therefore, the fact that there was an Akeva here doesn't flaw. It's just a Svara. The Gemara is not saying it has to be that way. We're saying possible. We're just looking what Shmuel added. Shmuel said no. No. It's only, you have to realize what I'm saying here is only a Havamin of a Gemara. The Gemara says it's not that way. The Gemara says, in fact, Hareza is good. Even Hareza of a Barun works. That was Shmuel Kiddush. But at least we can understand the two sides. Maybe, when do we say Harezer Oilo can be applied if that whatever was lacking in the mother is not something which is lacking in being Makdish and Oilo? You could be Makdish and Oilo, which is in a cave. So Harezer Oilo in a cave, there's nothing missing in the Harezer. Whereas if you want to go to Balmum, that's a conflict with Kedusha's Oilo. And therefore it's like though something's missing in the Harezer. Something missing in the Kedusha. That's Rashi. That would explain right away we understand Rashi. Because without this, Rashi is a Medrash Pliya. Now we understand what Rashi is saying. Again, only a Havamin of the Gemara. Not saying the Sfar Lamaskan. Just a Havamin, what Shmuel being Machash. Now, we have a Machloikis in the Gemara. When does a Vlad get Kedusha? One opinion says Vlad Kedusha, Bimei Imon Him Kedusha. The Vlad Kedusha gets Kedusha in its mother's womb. The other mandomer says, Vlad Kedoshim, Baviyasin Hen Kedoshim. They get Kedusha when they come out. Machloikis. Pashtus is like, it's a general Machloikis in Kotchim. When does a Vlad get Kedusha? Does it get Kedusha immediately? Or does it get Kedusha later when it's born? But I want to tell you that there's really a Lomdash Machloikis behind this Machloikis. Of Vlad Kedoshim, Baviyasin Hen Kedoshim. Uvlad Kedoshim is b'meyimon hen Kedoshim. If you hold that the Kedusha of the Vlad, right, is coming from the Harezer, that means it's as though you keep on saying Harezer, Harezer, Harezer. That's how it's coming. If that's the way you understand it, then it doesn't make sense to say that the Vlad shouldn't already get Kedusha from the beginning. Because really, when you say I raise it on the mother, it's like you're saying I raise it on the Vlad. There's no reason there should be any delay in the Kedusha of the Vlad. It's not like the mother has to give something to the Vlad. You can say, oh, the mother delivers that Kedusha, the mother delivers as the Vlad leaves. When does the mother deliver the Shloich Manas to the Vlad? Does the mother deliver the Shloich Manas when the Vlad is born? Or does the mother deliver the Shloich Manas when the Vlad is conceived? It's not, if the mother is not the delivery process, it's really my harezer which I made right away. There's no reason not to say that the harezer doesn't start from the beginning. And the Shimon Mukubetsa says this beferish. He says Vlad is kedoshim b'aviyosin and kedoshim b'meyimon and kedoshim says mispashet v'hoylech from the beginning. From when you said harezer, the kedusha keeps on going because the kedusha is coming from my mouth. If you hold Vlad kedoshim. Then that means you don't hold that the Vlad is coming from my Amira. Rather, the mother is giving Kedusha to the Vlad. When is the mother giving Kedusha to the Vlad? When the Vlad goes out. Till then, like David said, Asfara, it will be a Rechimai, whatever, it's not a separate entity. The mother is first considering the Vlad as a separate entity after it comes out. Fine, when it comes out. So you could say very simple. When do we say that the ailment of the mother impacts the Vlad? That's only if you hold Vlad Kedoshim by the Yosanin Kedoshim. If you hold Vlad Kedoshim by the Yosanin Kedoshim, so that means that as the baby comes out, the mother says, okay, I'm giving you what I have here. Well, all I got is you should have the Balmum. That's all I give you. That's our sugya. That's the sugya. The sugya in Becheres is going Vlad Kedoshim is Bimei Imon Hen Kedoshim. If it's Bimei Imon Hen Kedoshim, so then that means that the Kedusha starts in the womb, mikoyach ma'aya mira. So then we don't care that the mother has an ailment, because it's my haray that's going. And they're giving kedusha to the vlad. The Rambam paskins clearly, vlad kedushin b'me'iman he kedushin. Which means that the Rambam also, it's not that the mother gives kedushin when the child exits. And therefore the Rambam says, vlad t'mima. And the vlad balas mum is the same. Because the vlad is not getting kedushin from the mother. The vlad is getting kedushin from the harei ze'ela. And that's the reason. The only distinction is that the Rambam holds that according to the Chachamim, who say, in other words, the Chachamim who say by an oila, the Vlad doesn't have Kedusha, that's a different issue. That's because the Harezeh is flawed, according to the Rambam. The Harezeh is flawed, because the Harezeh of the Kema, that the Harezeh was never matzah. Because in the Kema it doesn't exist. But
if I said I raised that going to Rama, but I said this Bahama conceived, that Vlad is not an oil, did you do that?
What?
If going to Rama, I said I raised that, but if this Bahama conceived, what am I raised that? My God, that Vlad is not going to be good. But
you can't. The Torah said it does. The Torah, what happens if I say I raised that oil, but I don't want it to be chal? I want to say I raised the oil. Okay, because the Torah says, if you say, I raise oil, it's chal. What happens if somebody says, I raise you to a zoo, but I don't want it to be chal? Too bad. No, but the Torah said, ha-zohar, the rabbi says, ha-vlad. You entered a contractual agreement with the Torah when you made the mother into a car, right? And the Torah said that contract includes the vlad. You're signing off on the vlad also. Ha-zohar, the rabbi says, ha-vlad. That's not up to you, it's not voluntary. You want to, you're not from Asher Kosovo Batur? Doesn't work. But I believe again that the shackle of Atari of our Gemara is only if you hold Vlad Kedoshim is Bavi Yosem in Kedoshim. So then there's a shackle of Atari in our Gemara. But if you hold Vlad Kedoshim be Me'iman in Kedoshim, then absolutely the Kedusha of the Vlad is not limited by the chisroiness of the mother, and it's the opposite. The Chachamim that argued Rebbe Lezer, it's a separate inyan, they argued Rebbe Lezer because of the psukim that talk about a hatzfasas kedusha on an akeva, on an oilus akeva. But Avada the Chachamim would agree that and that's why the Rambam says there's no difference. Remember, we were aiming on the Rambam's lashon. Why does the Rambam say it's kivla hatmima? And the answer is because the Vlad Tanima, remember, yes, why did Rambam just say in Hilchos Purim, Vlad Balas Mum, you call it the whole Dover? The Rambam doesn't say that. He says, Vlad Balas Mum, Hareh Kivlad HaTanima. What does Rambam mean with that? The Rambam means the Vlad Tanima is also not getting Kedusha from its mother. It's not like the Vlad Tanima is getting Kedusha from its mother, so it's a Mechutin. And the Vlad Balas Mum Nebuch has a chesaron. No, the Vlad Tmima is also getting kedusha from the mother. And the Vlad Balas is not getting kedusha from the mother. That's not what he said. So the Vlad Tmima and the Vlad Balas Mum is the same suda. There's no difference between the two.
It's irrelevant whether it was
the stop before. Doesn't make a difference. And that's how I'm going to bring it down. It's not even relevant.
Because he's on the
label. Right? And that's how the Rambam stresses. It's not a new deal that Vlad Balas Mum. It's the same kedusha. So if I continue to get the kedusha, not from the mother, from the Harei Zeh, the Vlad, the same thing. Okay, everybody, so we'll stop here.